Brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord on the first Sunday of this year we can gather together before Him.
弟兄姊妹们，我们非常感谢神，让我们在新的一年的第一个主日能够在这里聚集。
Hopefully through the fellowship we could have some mutual encouragement.
希望借着交通我们能够彼此勉励。
Just like our brother often share with us, time is the opportunity God gives us.
就好像弟兄跟我们分享过的，常常跟我们分享过，时间就是神给我们的机会。
And through time we can know our Lord more, and we can love Him more, and we can come to know His will more.
透过时间我们可以更认识神，更爱他，更能够好好的侍奉他。
And this year is only 2 days old.
今年只不过过了两天。
And there's a lot of days laid wide open in front of us.
在我们面前有好多天数。
May the Lord give us this desire. We can wisely use the time, the opportunity He has given us.
求主给我们这样的心，让我们真是有智慧的来使用他所赐给我们的时间。
My sharing today is on studying the Word of God.
今天想跟大家分享的就是读主的话。
Let's first read two passages.
我们开始来看两段的圣经。
The first one is in 2 Timothy.
第一处是在提摩太后书。
2 Timothy chapter 3,
第三章
verses 16 and 17.
第16、17两节。
This should be a very familiar verses to most of us.
我想对大家来说，这应当是相当熟悉的经节。
Okay, if we can, let's read together either in English or in Chinese.
我们一同声来读。
All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. And the second passage is in Colossians chapter 3, verse 16.
第二处圣经是在哥罗西书第三章第十六节。
We just read the very first part.
就念前半段就行了。
Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you.
丰丰富富的存在心里。
Okay, I read it one more time.
再读一遍。
Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you.
基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里。
I think we all know God's word is vitally important to our Christian living.
我想我们都知道神的话对我们基督徒的生活来讲是非常重要的。
In the passage we just read in the 2 Timothy,
我们在提摩太后书第二段提摩太后书所念的这段经文
Paul tells Timothy concerning the nature of the word of God.
保罗在这里教导提摩太关于神的话。
And also talks about the prophets of reading God's word.
也提到读神的话带给我们什么样的益处。
It says that the word of God is inspired. All scripture is inspired by God.
这里讲到圣经都是神所默示的。
In the original text, it is inspired by God. Actually, can be literally translated as is God breathed.
在原文里面神所默示的是说神所吐的气。
In the Old Testament, probably we can see the picture of that.
在旧约里面我们比较容易看到这幅图画。
And when God first created Adam,
当神创造亚当的时候
He formed Adam by red clay.
他用尘土来造亚当。
And Adam was still a man of dust until God breathed his breath into his nostril.
亚当还只是一个尘土造的人，只等到神向他吹一口气。
Once that breath into Adam became a living soul.
到当神吹口向亚当吹口气的时候，亚当才成为一个有灵的活人。
And by the same token, we can see that for our spiritual life,God breathed His life breath into us so that we can have life.
在属灵的生命来讲是一样的，神把他的气吹在我们里面。
So God's book is this book is a wonderful book.
所以神的话就是圣经，实在是一本不得了的书。
And it is not just some written words. Actually, behind every written word, there is a breath of God.
是吧？不只是白纸黑字而已，其实在每一个字的后面都是神吹的气。
There's a life-giving breath from God.
啊，因为这口气是能够赐生命的气息。
So, brothers and sisters, if we would like to grow in our spiritual life,
如果我们想要在我们的属灵生命上增长的话
，we need God's word.
我们实在是需要神的话。
And also, Paul mentioned that, for the man of God to be adequate, equipped for every good work.We need God's word.
啊，保罗在这里也提醒我们说，我们要为神做任何的事情，我们必须要在好好在神的话语上受装备。
He says every good work.
讲到预备行各样的善事。
He said the work is good.
他讲到这些事情是善事。
We know that in the Bible, mentioned that only God is good.
啊，我们知道在圣经里面提到只有神一位是善良的。
And if we remember in Luke chapter 18,
啊，在路加福音的第十八章是记载着。
And there was a certain ruler who came to Jesus Christ to ask how he can do in order to inherit eternal life.
啊，在那段里记载有一个官来到耶稣面前，问耶稣说：“我要该做什么事情才能够承受永生
？”And he called Jesus good teacher.
啊，他称呼耶稣为良善的夫子。
Before Jesus replied to his question, Jesus first asked him, why do you call me good teacher?"
在耶稣回答他的问题之前，耶稣先问他说：“你为什么称呼我是良善的呢
？”Because no one is good except God alone.
他说：“除了神之外，没有一位是良善的。
”So the good work has to be in line with God's nature, with God's will, with God's word.
所以善事必须是跟神的性质、性格跟他的旨意是相吻合的。
Only God is good.
只有神一位是善良的。
So in order for us to grow spiritually, we need God's word.
所以我们在属灵生命上要成长的话，我们必须要读主的话。
To do God's work, the good work, we need God's word.
我们要行善事，我们也要读主的话。
I think this is a well-known fact that God's word is so important for our Christian living.
我想大家都很清楚，神的话对我们基督徒生命实在是非常非常重要的。
And yet at the beginning of this new year, I think this is a great reminder to each one of us.
在新年的开始的时候，这对我们每一个人来说是应该好好被提醒的。
We need God's word in order to grow in Him.
我们需要神的话，让我们能够在他里面成长。
In order to know His will to serve Him.
啊，让我们能够明白他的旨意，能够来服侍他。
If brother and sister, you still don't care about spiritual condition, may the Lord give you mercy and grace.
真是，如果你对你属灵的生命不在乎的话，真是求主怜悯你。
If we do have this desire,
如果我们有这样子的欲望
，and probably we can also learn something from Psalm 119.
也许我们就可以从诗篇119篇有所学习。
Concerning reading God's word,
讲到关于神读主的话。
In this psalm, the psalmist described how his longing and desire for God's word.
啊，这里让我们看到写诗的人讲到他怎么样多渴慕神的话。
And also his experience of reading God's word.
然后他也分享到他当他读了主话的时候的经验是什么。
And he says in God's word there are wonders.
啊，这里讲到。神的话有其中有很多的奇妙的事情。
And he also experienced that when God's word is unfolded and there's a light.
他也分享到说当神的话被开启的时候就看到亮光。
And just like our brother shared in the winter conference, when God's word is unfolded, bring light into our life, there's a joy and praise.
就像我们的弟兄在冬令会的时候跟我们分享当神的话被解开的时候就有亮光就有喜乐。
But also in the psalm, the psalmist mentioned that there might be some hindrances or on our end, we need to prepare ourselves in order to, when we read the word of God.
在这诗篇里面也常常也提到一些有些东西会阻拦我们在读主的话的时候能够得到亮光。
Because the psalmist said, ask the Lord to open his eyes so that he may behold the wonderful things.
因为诗人是这么说，他说，求你开我的眼睛，使我看出你律法中的奇妙。
The wonderful things are in the word, but our eyes need to be opened.
在神的律法当中是有奇妙的事情，但是我们的眼睛必须被打开。
And he also asked the Lord to give him understanding and to teach him.
他也向神求悟性，能够帮助他了解神的话。
He even asked the Lord to turn his eyes away from vanity.
啊，他也求主能够使他的眼睛不看这些虚假的东西。
Only our Lord is truthful.
啊，因为只有神是真实的。
Anything beside him is vanity.
啊，所有其他的一切都是虚假。
It's useless and worthless.
啊，对我们来说是好没有用的。
And yet we need the Lord's grace and help so that we can focus our attention even when we read God's word.
啊，当我们读主话的时候，实在是需要主的恩典跟怜悯。让我们能够集中的精神来读他的话。
We thank the Lord not only has He given us His word.
啊，我们感谢神，因为他不断把他的话赐给我们。
But He also have given us the Holy Spirit dwell within us.
感谢神，他也把他的圣灵赐给我们，住在我们当中。
And the Holy Spirit is the teacher.
啊，因为圣灵就是那位教师。
And He can give us an understanding.
他会赐悟性给我们。
And He can teach us.
他会教导我们。
And He can even help us to turn away from vanity to focus on God's word.
圣灵同时也能够帮助我们能够离开虚妄。啊，能够转向神的话。
As long as we have this desire, we have this prayer.
只要我们有这样子的啊欲望，有这样子的啊心意跟祷告。
So, brothers and sisters, before we, every time when we study God's word, we need to prepare ourselves to have the right attitude.
啊，每一当我们读主的话的时候，我们需要预备自己，我们要有正确的态度。
We don't just casually scan it through.
啊，我们不只是随随便便的把这个神的话浏览一遍就够了。
And we don't do it casually, like reading a novel or newspapers, do it during the meal times.
啊，我们不能够看神的话就好像我们看小说或者是读报纸一样，啊，一边吃饭一边看。
We need to prepare ourselves through prayer so that to allow the Holy Spirit to unfold God's word in us.
啊，我们要在读主的话之前先祷告，让圣灵来预备我们。让神的话在我们眼前能够被打开。
In terms of studying the word,
当我们提到读主的话的时候
，and the brothers ahead us gave us a very good suggestions.
弟兄在以前已经给我们很好的建议。
And there's several points I would like to share with the brothers and sisters.
今天跟大家分享几点。
I think the first one we need to find out the facts from the word, and we need to be familiar with the word.
我想第一点就是说，我们要对神话里面的内容事实应该搞清楚。
And or we need to know the word objectively.
而且很客观的来研读主的话。
We need to have a very objective attitude while studying God's word.
当我们读主的话的时候，我们的态度必须是客观的。
And we need to find out what is recorded in the word.
我们必须看神的话里在记载些什么东西。
And we also need to familiarize ourselves with the word.
我们必须对神的话熟悉。
By constantly reading the book.
要常常的来读圣经。
Daily.
每一天读。
So, brothers and sisters, we need to set aside time.
所以我们每一天应该花些时间。
So that we can truly study, read God's word.
那我们能够好好的读神的话。
So the Bible is not just we bring it to Sunday church meetings.
圣经不只是说我们礼拜天带到教堂的这本书而已。
We don't just open it once a week, just right before the Friday Bible study.
我们也不是每一个礼拜只有一次在礼拜五查经之前才打开圣经。
We should read God's word regularly, daily.
我们要经常的每天的读神的话。
We all know George Mueller is a man of faith.
我们都知道George Mueller 这个人是一个信心的伟人。
But actually, he is also a person who was a delighted in reading God's word.
我们应该也知道他实在是热爱主的话的一个人。
Throughout his lifetime, he read through the Bible at least 100 times.
透过他的一生，他至少读过圣经100遍。
And after he read through the Bible 100 times, he made this statement.
当他读完了圣经100遍之后，他说了这么样的一句话。
He says, I look at it as a lost state when I have not had a good time over the word of God.
他说如果有一天呢，我没有好好读主的话，我觉得这一天是荒废的。
And he was a very busy man.
你知道他的他是非常忙的一个人。
He said he has to, every year he has to handle 30,000 letters.
每一年呢，他必须要处理3万封个人的信件。
And he also shepherded a congregation of 1200 believers.
啊，他也带领一个有1200位弟兄姊妹的一个会众。
And also he had to manage five orphanages.
啊，他也必须要好好的照顾五间孤儿院。
And on top of that, he has also has a ministry in terms of a word publishing.
啊，而且他在文字工作上也是付上很多。
And he set a rule.
他给自己一个规矩。
For himself. And he said before he start work every day, he had to have a good season with God and with his word.
啊，他说每天开始工作之前，他必须花一段很好的时间亲近主的话。
He said, "This is a blessing he has received. Has been very, very wonderful."
他说这样的祝福实在是好的不得了。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know whether we can do 100 times reading through the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道我们能够一生读完圣经100遍。
Probably it's a little bit difficult.
也许有点困难。
But this or that kind of a determination and that desire should be the same for each one of us.
但是我想我们应该有类似的决定啊，就是说这个毅力跟有这样的欲望。
We need to familiarize ourselves with the word.
我们实在是要熟读主的话。
If we say that our life is so busy.
如果我们说哎呀我们的生活实在是太忙了。
May our brother's example be our encouragement and reminder.
巴不得这位弟兄的榜样，他的生活呢能够成为我们的榜样。
And we can also every day we can set a time and we can study His word.
每一天我们好好的花一段时间来读主的话。
I know that there's in various Bible study groups probably we have all have some Bible reading plans.
我知道有不同的查经班里面有每年读经一遍的这种计划书。
Brothers and sisters, this is a help to you.
这一类的东西实在是对我们是有帮助的。
Pray that we all have this desire to lay hold of the chance.
巴不得我们都每一个人都有这样子的欲望，能够抓紧这种机会，好好读主的话。
We can read His word individually, and also with our family, and also with the brother and sister in our group.
我们可以个人读经，可以跟我们的家人读经，也可以跟弟兄姊妹在教会一起读经。
Better yet, if our memory still allows,
如果我们记性还不错的话
，and we should memorize God's word.
我们应该背神的话
，and to have God's word richly dwell in within us.
让神的话丰丰富富的住在我们里面。
About two and a half years ago,
大概两年半以前吧
，a few young people who had a desire to memorize.Some God's words.
有几位年轻人有这样子的欲望，能够背主的话。
Yeah, we kind of started slow, memorizing four verses a month.
我们慢慢的开始就是一个月只背四节经文。
That's very slow, only one verse a week.
就是说只背一个礼拜只背一节经文。
But praise the Lord, and we continue to progress.
感谢神，我们不断的进步。
And later we became eight verses a month.
后来我们就增加到一个月呢背八节的经文。
It's very interesting. To begin with, it was a little bit challenging memorizing God's words.
刚开始的时候想要背经文是不太容易。
And yet, the more you do it, the easier it has become.
但是我们背的越来越多，就发现越来越容易背了。
And we started off from the book of Philippians.
我们从腓立比书开始背。
And now we are on the book of Romans.
我们现在背到了罗马书。
Now on average, probably a brother and sister can do 25 verses a month.
现在弟兄姊妹可以一个月背25节经文。
Of course, we need to continue to refresh our memory on those verses, otherwise you will fade away quite quickly.
当然我们要常常温习我们背过的，否则的话也会忘掉。
But this is a good start.
但是实在是一个好的开始。
Brother and sister, the point is we need to let God's word richly dwell within us.
我想讲的就是说，我们实在是应该让神的话丰丰富富的住在我们在我们里面。
If our memory allows us, we can memorize it.
假如我们的记忆还不错的话，我们应该去背经文。
If we our memory now is a little bit foggy at times.
啊，如果我们现在记性不是那么好了。
But that's okay.
也没什么关系。
We can continue to read it.
我们可以继续读主的话。
One way or another.
不论怎么样。
We have a desire and a determination to allow God's word richly dwell within us.
啊，我们有一个欲望，有个决心啊，让神的话深深地住在我们里面。
That's the first step. We need to familiarize ourselves with the word of God.
所以第一步就是说，我们必须对。要熟读主的话。
And then we probably can do some comparison analysis and then to allow the Holy Spirit to shine lights on the word.
也许我们就可以进一步的来研究研读主的话、有机会让圣灵来光照我们。
So the word, the written word can turn into spoken word to us.
这个写在纸上的话能够成为对我们所说的话。
So we need to spend time meditating on the words that we have read.
所以我们要花时间默想我们读过的神的话。
To give the Holy Spirit the opportunity to shine lights.
啊，让圣灵有机会光照我们。
So that our eyes can be truly open to see the wonders.
啊，让我们的眼睛真的能够被打开，看到神话语当中的奇妙。
And our lives can be enlightened.
啊，让我们的生命能够被活泼起来。
I think the, in terms of the importance of reading God's word, it is, has been, repeatedly emphasized.
我想、读主话的重要是常常被强调的。
But I think it is so important that we shall be continually be reminded.
但是因为非常的重要，我们常常要被提醒。
What I've been sharing is not just some, just a mere words, rather,Pray that the Lord will touch our hearts so that we can truly have this desire.
啊，我跟大家不只是说这些话语，我真的我的祷告就是让每一位弟兄姊妹对主的话多渴慕。
And this is not just for brothers and sisters, and also for myself.
啊，不只是为了弟兄姊妹，也是为了我自己。
And as we are looking forward to this new year,
啊，当我们在新的一年往前看的时候
，May our life be enriched by God's words.
啊，巴不得神的话能够使我们的生命。过更丰富。
Whether we are young or we are old,
啊，不论我们年纪多大多小。
Through the word of God, we can all experience the abundance of God's grace.
巴不得我们能够透过神的话来经历到神的丰富。
Okay, this is my share.
这是我的分享。
感谢主，借着我们弟兄激励我们读主的话语。
We thank the Lord for through our brother to encourage us in reading God's word.
主为什么把话语赐给我们
？Why did God give us His word?
他说他的话就是灵，就是生命。
Because He said His word is spirit, is life.
为着我们属灵的生命，所以这些话语就赐给我们了。
For our spiritual life, these words were given to us.
接着我们弟兄的交通，和弟兄姊妹们交通到关于生命经历的方面。
And I'd like to share with you about life's experience.
关于生命操练的方面。
And how can we exercise our life?
记得去年在头一个主日里。
I remember the first Sunday last year.
我曾经跟弟兄姊妹交通到我们要爱惜光阴。
I share with you how we should treasure our time.
我们知道神赐给我们光阴是为了使生命有所成长。
And we know that God gave us time so that our life can grow.
生命从幼小从出生一直到长大成熟它需要相当的时间。
And it takes time for a person to be born and grow into maturity.
今年我想和弟兄姊妹们的交通我们要分外的殷勤。
And this morning I'd like to share on the topic of being diligent.
我想请弟兄姊妹一同来读彼得后书第一章。
Let us open 2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章我们请读3到11节。
We shall read verses 3 through 11.
我们翻到以后我们所有弟兄姊妹自己读自己的版本
And after we open the Bible let us read whatever version that you have in front of you
让主借使徒彼得所传述的这些话语
Through these words written by Peter
在这个新的年度里面让我们有一个确定的目标
We may set a clear goal in this new year
好我们都翻到以后请弟兄姊妹一起来读彼得后书第一章第3到11
2 Peter 1, 3 through 11
神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们，借以我们认识乃用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主，因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。正因这缘故，你们要分外的殷勤，有了信心又要加上德性，有了德性又要加上知识，有了知识又要加上节制，有了节制又要加上忍耐，有了忍耐又要加上前进，有了前进又要加上爱弟兄的心，有了爱弟兄的心又要加上爱众人的心。你们若充充足足的有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上不至于嫌难不结果子了。人若没有这几样，就是眼瞎，只看见近处的，忘了他救主的罪已经得了洁净。所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不失脚，这样就必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。在刚才我们所读的经文当中，
In the scripture passage that we just read，
使徒彼得首先告诉我们，当我们认识主耶稣的那一天，
Peter told us that on the day that we came to know Jesus Christ，
神给我们一个非常大的赏赐，
and the Lord God gave us a great gift，
那就是他赏赐一个生命，
and that is a life, a new life he has given us，
赏赐了一个敬虔的生命，
and also a life of godliness，
这个生命里面包含了完全和丰满。
This life includes perfection and abundance，
也包含了美丽和荣耀。
Also it includes beauty and glory。
那么神是怎样把它赏赐给我们的呢？
How did God give this life to us？
那是因为我们个人愿意接受主。
That's because we accepted the Lord personally，
并且我们不是在头脑上接受他，乃是在生命中来接受他。
And it's not that we accepted him intellectually， but through in our life that we accepted him。
所以这个认识我们的主，乃是个人的，是生命的。
So this kind of knowing our Lord Jesus is personal and it has to do with our life。
而且主要带领我们能够从一个基本的认识，达到丰满的认识。
And the Lord wants to lead us from the shallow understanding to a very rich and deep understanding.
所以这里讲到我们的主是怎样的一位主呢？
Here it talks about what kind of Lord is our Lord.
他是满了荣耀和美德的。
He's full of glory and beauty.
这是神今天所赏赐我们的生命，也是他所给我们的呼召。
So this is a life that the Lord has given us and also is a calling.
那这是说到神的赏赐是有目的的。
In the sense that God's given this to us has a purpose.
这个呼召就是我们的目的。
And this calling is the purpose.
就是神赐生命的目的。
And this is the purpose of His giving us this life.
那么简单的说，我们所得的这个呼召就是叫我们来活出基督。
And to put it simply, this calling is to have us live out the life of Christ.
那么因为这个活出基督，就来荣耀我们主的名。
In order to live out Christ, we will glorify God's name.
所以在第四节里面，使徒彼得告诉我们说，
So in verse 4, Peter tells us，
因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们。
Through this, since he has given us his very great and precious promises，
意思就是说，当生命赏赐完以后，
That is to say, after he has given us this life，
当这个呼召来达到我们身上的时候，
And when this calling came upon us，
后面是带着应许，
And this brings promises。
我们中文读应许我的感觉都不是很深，但是我听到 英文这个 promise 我就觉得这很深。
Somehow I feel that the Chinese term for promise does not quite describe the feeling。
因为我们知道当一个人 promise 另外一个人的时候，意思就是说呢，这件事就是定了。
And you know when we use the word, when I promise you something, we can count on it.
但有时候人会失信。
You know, sometimes we would not fulfill our promise.
我们的神啊，不像人，他永不失信。
But our God is not like a human being. He would never go back on his promise.
所以这不仅是一个永不失信的应许。
So this is a promise that will never go unfulfilled.
使徒又告诉我们说是又宝贵又极大的应许。
It says this is a great and precious promise.
这在原文的意思就是说，那是最大的。那是大到我们无法去测量的。
And the original text tells us that this is a promise that cannot be measured. It is a maximum.
那么这个应许为了做什么呢？
What is this promise for?
它是要叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
That is that we may participate in the divine nature and also to escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires.
这个世界是什么呢？
What kind of world is this world?
这个世界就是由旧人和肉体所组成所表现的那个范围。
And this world is composed of our old self, old nature.
弟兄姊妹们，在我们没有蒙恩之前，我们都在其中，我们都像这样的情形。
Before we received grace, we all belong to that group.
那么这样的情况呢，带来的就是情欲所造成的一切败坏。
And we know that in this, under this condition, that the evil desires will bring corruption.
因着旧人和肉体里面满了邪情和私欲。
Because the old self and flesh.Full of our evil desires.
所以世界就败坏了。
So this world became corrupted.
就怎么有没有感觉到我们这个时代真的是一个罪恶充满也是一个败坏满盈的时代。
Dear brothers and sisters, don't we all feel that this generation, this world is filled with corruptions and evil desires?
我常常都感觉今天活在这个世界真不容易。
And often I feel that it's difficult to be a man in this world.
现在这个世界里面要想生一个孩子要把这个孩子能够好好的照着神的旨意带大真不容易。
And in this generation, it's so difficult for us to give birth, to a child and then try to bring this child up, to adulthood.
我们正像挪亚那个时代。
And it's almost like our time is like the time of Noah.
圣经告诉我们说我们末后的时代就是像挪亚的时代。
And because the Bible tells us that the end days is like the days of Noah.
那个时代的特点就是世上有血气的人都败坏的行为。
And the characteristics of the end days is that all the flesh comes with corruption.
这可怕的败坏在充满着整个世界，也一直不断的向我们来进攻。
And the terrible corruption fills this world and also keeps on attacking us.
感谢我们的神。
But we praise our God.
他给我们这么大的应许。
But He has given us these great promises.
就我们不但借着主耶稣。脱离了这些的败坏。
So through Jesus Christ, not only we can escape from these corruption,
是可以完全脱离。
And we can escape completely.
并且我们要与神的性情有份。
And we can share God's character.
那么这就是说，我们从旧人转换成为新人。
That is that we become a new person from being an old person.
在这个新人里面有新的生命。
In this new person, there's new life.
所以在这个新年度的起头。
So at the beginning of this new year,
我们就是彼此来勉励。
So let us encourage one another.
让我们不再活在那个旧生命的里头。
So let us no longer live in the old nature.
让我们不要受败坏在这辖制我们。
So let us, to be free from the bondage of the corruption.
从我们年幼的年轻的弟兄姊妹开始
So starting from our young people
到所有我们这些壮年的老年的弟兄姊妹们
And to the older folks and the elderly
我们来相信神的应许
Let us get hold of God's promises
来活出基督的荣耀和美丽
So that we can live out and manifest Christ's the glory and the beauty
使徒又告诉我们说正因这个缘故
AndThe apostle continued to say that for this very reason,
你们要分外的殷勤
make every effort.
在这里我们看见他告诉我们说，是因为这么重要的一个理由，所以我们要殷勤。
He says here for this very reason, we to be very eager.
那就是为了生命。
That is for the sake of life.
为了生命的荣耀和美丽。
For the glory and beauty of life.
那我们要分外的殷勤。
We should make every effort.
这个分外呢，我们刚才弟兄翻译的很好，就是尽所有一切的努力。
That is to make every effort.
所有一切的力量和心思。
And use all our strength and all our thoughts.
那么这个殷勤是里面的殷勤。不是外面的殷勤。
The eagerness comes from within, not just external.
我们在外面爱神，我们许多的侍奉，这当然是神喜悦的。
Of course, it is pleasing to the Lord that when we serve the Lord and being busy about.
但是里面的殷勤应当在外面的殷勤之先。
But before we can be diligent outwardly, we should have this eagerness within us.
生命的造就应该在我们工作之先。
The growing of life should come before we start to work.
那殷勤呢，也是想到操练。
So when we talk about eagerness, that we have to be reminded of exercise.
就是来操练敬虔。
That is that we should practice godliness.
那么使徒后面就给我们许多一样，再加上一样的这样的劝勉。
So one after another, one on top of another, the apostle was encouraging.
在这许多的劝勉，在许多的加上当中，我们看见。神他的丰富，神他的荣耀。
In the process of adding up one on top of another, we see God's richness is manifested here.
所以我们可以这样说，有了再加上的意思就是，你操练了一个，你还要再发展出另外一个。
So this is the way we're understanding what does it mean to have one on top of another. That is after you exercise one thing, then you go on, move on to the next one.
当然这些都是在神所赐那个生命里面的。
Of course, all these attributes belong and resides or are hidden in the God's life.
但他在没有被操练之前是隐藏的。
But these things are kind of hidden before you start to exercise them.
他在还没有成型之前是模糊的。
Before they come into form, it is kind of blurry.
也就是我们能够这样一样在一样的操练的时候，最后在我们身上要看见神的形象。
So if we start exercising one after another, these natures, then we can manifest God's attributes.
所以他首先说，有了信心。又要加上德行。
It says that add to your faith goodness.
所以第一重要的关于生命的事情是信心的问题。
So the foremost about life is our faith.
我们要操练无畏的信心。
We should exercise a very innocent and truthful faith.
意思就是说，圣经上所说的话，神所有一切的应许，我们要相信它。
And that is to say that we accept God's word. We believe in every promise Bible mentioned.
他告诉我们的那个方法，那个道路，我们要相信他。
And we should accept and believe all the ways and the directions that the Bible gives us.
离开神话语给我们的光，我们所走的路是错的。
Now, if we accept the light apart from God's word, then that will be a mistake.
那我们的操练，可能也只是一个个人的修行。
And then, all you can have, can achieve is but your own exercise.
所以我们首先对神有一个无畏的信心。
So first we should have a truthful faith in God.
我们在信心中来操练，不仅是称义了，而且可以成圣。
So in faith not only we are declared righteous, but also we can be sanctified.
这里德性指的是什么呢？
What does goodness mean here?
还是讲到基督的美德。
It talks about the beauty of Christ.
基督的性格。
And talks about Christ's characteristics.
那里面包含着主的谦卑与温柔。
Talks about Christ's humility and gentleness.
他的公义和圣洁。
His righteousness and holiness.
也包括他的良善和慈爱。
And his goodness and loving kindness.
这都要有信心来操练之后而发展出来。
So after we exercise our faith, then we can develop goodness.
使徒接着说，有了德性，又要加上知识。
Onto goodness, we should add knowledge.
生命的美德非常重要。
So the goodness of life is very critical.
但是我们对神的那个真知识也是非常重要。
But of course, the true knowledge of God is also critical.
小孩长大要到学校学习。
When a child grows up, then he or she has to go to school to learn.
当我们生命在基督里长大的时候，神灵要让我们来进入他的旨意。
As we grow in Christ, God wants us to enter into His will.
所以他给我们的呼召。更上一层的呼召，乃是一个旨意的呼召。
So the more advanced calling has to do with His will, knowing His will.
那意思就是说，我们要在这个真知识来认识神那个永远的旨意。
So in this true knowledge, we learn what God's perfect will is.
然后他说，有了知识，有了知识，又要加上节制。
And true knowledge.We should add on top of it self-control.
因为知识增加的时候，圣经告诉我们说，人就容易自高自大。
Because Bible tells us as we become more knowledgeable, we become more puffed up.
所以圣灵就给我们一个果子，是一个节制的果子。
So the Holy Spirit gave us attribute of the fruit that is self-control.
让我们不至于自高自大。
So that we are not boastful.
好，有了节制以后。要加上忍耐
and to self-control we should add perseverance
因为当神带领我们走这条路的时候
so when God is leading us on this way
我们中间可能遇见许多神的管教许多叫我们不喜欢的经历
we may encounter God's admonition and certain experiences that we may not like to go through
如果我们在中途我们灰心了我们放弃了
if we give upand become discouraged midway,
我们就达不到神呼召的目的。
Then we cannot arrive at the goal of God's calling.
但是很可惜，许多神的儿女都是半途而废。
But unfortunately, many God's children give up halfway.
弟兄姊妹们，帮我们今年，我们重新和神立约。
Dear brothers and sisters, maybe we should have a new covenant with God this year.
把我们过去一切的失败，我们在神面前承认。
And we accept or admit.Our failures in front of God,
让我们能够来继续奔跑，摆在我们前头的路程。
And let us press on the way ahead of us.
所以有了忍耐，才能够成功。
So to perseverance, godliness,
成功就是
be successful.
那现在呢，使徒又告诉我们说，有了忍耐，要再加上前进。
And it says that to perseverance we should add godliness.
前进就是像神。
And godliness is just to, is being like God.
有了前进又要加上爱弟兄的心。
And to godliness we should add brotherly kindness.
当神的性格在人的身上组织的时候那个爱就自然流露出去。
So when God's attribute starts to reside in us,then we can manifest the kindness.
他立刻要显出弟兄相爱的光景。
And it will show brothers loving one another.
所以圣经称他为 Philadelphia.
So that's why God, Bible has this name, Philadelphia.
是友情之爱。
It talks about brotherly love.
他说有了爱弟兄的心又要加上爱众人的心。
And then to brotherly kindness, love.
他那个爱众人的心那个众人的心因为没有就是说又要加上爱。
That is just love. The Bible only uses the single word love.
所以从 Philadelphia 进到 Agape 这个爱。
So that we grow from having brotherly love to God's love, Agape.
当讲完这些之后，使徒说，如果我们充充足足的有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上不至于嫌难不结果子了。
And God says, for if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive.
这里充充足足，如果按照它原文的意思的话，可以说是第一个是存在 existing， 另外一个呢就是 abounding， 就是丰盛丰满。
It talks about, here is mentioned, increasing measure, it talks about that it grows more and more, becomes more mature and more abundant.
那就是我们以前听到主耶稣说的话，就是叫人得生命，并且得更丰盛。
This is like what Jesus promised us, that I come that you may have life and may have it more abundantly.
所以使徒在这里就勉励我们。
So the apostle encourages us here.
不能眼瞎。
So we should not be blind.
不能短视。
We should not be nearsighted.
不能健忘。
And we should not be forgetful.
而应当更加殷勤。
And we should be, more eager.
这样的话，我们使我们的恩召和拣选就能够坚定不移。
So that our calling and our grace, we can hold them steadfastly.
那怎么我们还记得，许多时候都是蒙召的人多，但是被选的少。
But we know that a lot of times there are many who are called, but those who are graced are fewer. There are fewer who are graced.
那它的差别在哪里呢
？What's the difference?
就是谁是懒惰的，谁是殷勤的。
The difference is being lazy versus being eager.
如果我们看待属灵的事情轻轻忽忽的，随随便便的
，If we don't pay attention to spiritual matters.
那我们的目标肯定就不明确。
And then we won't have our a clear goal.
我们蒙召了，就不可能被选上。
And once, and then, even if we are called, then we are not chosen.
所以使徒在这里写这段话的意思，目的就是要叫我们能够丰丰富富的进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国度。
And the reason Apostle is encouraging us this way is that so that we may enter into Jesus Christ's eternal kingdom.
弟兄姊妹们，国度很快就要降临。
We know that the kingdom will soon arrive.
就是从神创世之前所预定的那一千年，主耶稣基督在地上设立国度做君王的那个荣耀，很快就要帮到我们亲眼看见。
We know that it was soon that we can witness the glory of Christ reigned in that millennium, which was foretold and also set by God before the foundation of the world.
所以新年的起头应该是一个仰望国度等候主来的祈祷。
So at the beginning of the year, we should look forward to the coming of the kingdom and also Christ's coming.
让我们来注重这个生命。
Let us pay attention to our life.
操练这个生命。
Exercise our life.
让我们简单的总结。
And let us conclude simple.
如何叫这个生命结果子
？How can we bear fruit?
其实就是像枝子连于葡萄树
，just like the branch should be connected to the vine.
它那个连其实就是住的意思。
And this connection means dwelling in, abiding in.
所以我们要天天的住在基督里。
So we should abide in Christ daily.
时时的住在基督里。
And every minute,
分分秒秒的住在基督里。
Every minute, every second, we should abide in Christ.
正像劳伦斯弟兄和盖文夫人所给我们的榜样一样。
Just like this example set by Brother Lawrence and Madame Gain.
在我们夏令会所追求的，弟兄姊妹，我们不能过了夏令会，我们就忘记了。
Just like what we learned during summer conference, we should not forget what we learned there.
我们因着能够住在基督里，让我们能够丰丰富富的进入基督永远的国度。
So in order so that we can abide in Christ and richly enter into the kingdom of Christ.
我们请孙弟兄。
今天因为是开年的头一个主日。
Today is the first Sunday of the new year.
所以我们今天这个聚会呢是一个共同勉励的聚会。
So this is a meeting of mutual encouragement.
所以我也有一些简单的话和弟兄姊妹彼此勉励。
So I'd like to share with you some simple words in order to encourage brothers and sisters.
我想快快的读两处圣经。
So let us read quickly two passages of the word.
第一处在罗马书第十二章第二节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 2.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
第二处在腓立比书第四章。
Second passage is found in Philippians chapter 4,
第八节
verse 8.
弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德性、 若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。
Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
我记得我小的时候啊。
I remember when I was young.
每次过年呢，我看见我们中国人喜欢贴一个对联。
And whenever we celebrate Chinese New Year, we like to put some words on the doorposts.
啊，有一副对联是这样写的。
And one poem says this way.
一元复始，万象更新。
It says that at the beginning of the year, everything is renewed.
啊，事实上哈，我想这个只是我们寻找一个好的感觉而已。
We write these things just to make us feel more, feel better.
就着我们实际的生活的经历来讲，应该是一元复始，万象成就。
And according to our real life experience, we should say that at the beginning of the year, many things have become past.
不是 past,
become old.
So 刚才林环就起来讲说，我们今天才过了两天，就英文比较真实一点 ，two days old。
So when Brother Huan was sharing that today is the second day of the new year, so this year is 2 days old.
我们才两天就已经旧了，对不对
？And so even though it's only only 2 days have passed in the new year, that these 2 days become old.
我想这是一个事实。
But this is the reality.
好，没有一样东西你是越来越新的，就是越来越旧。
Because there's nothing that will grow to be newer and newer, only become older and older.
我想尤其对我们年纪大的人来讲呢。
Especially those of us who are of age.
过年不是一个快乐的事情。
It's not a good thing to celebrate New Year.
一过年就知道你更老了。
And whenever New Year's come, you know that you are 1 year older.
意思你更旧了。
You are older, one more year.
但是感谢神啊。
But we'll praise the Lord.
那么圣经告诉我们基督徒啊，有一些东西是可以更新的。
It tells us that as Christians, we do have certain things that gets renewed every day.
其中有一个很重要的东西就是我们的心思。
And a very critical thing is our mind.
圣经告诉我们说我们基督徒的心思是可以更新的。
Bible tells us that the mind of Christians can be renewed.
圣经也提到说我们里面的人应该一天心思一天。
And Bible also tells us that the inner man should be renewed every day.
我想我们基督徒应该把我们的注意力摆在主的话语上面。
So we as Christians, we should really pay attention to God's word.
我们这个人呢，没有一个人喜欢老啊。
Because no one wants to become old.
所以我们越老，我们就越需要化妆，需要把自己弄得更年轻。
As we grow older, then we use all kinds of things like makeup and make us look younger.
但是可悲的是，你根本不可能的。
But it's impossible.
这个时间的过来是个事实。
Because the passing of time is such a reality.
我们基督徒要感谢神，神给我们有一些事情是可以更新的。
But we praise the Lord as Christians, God has given us certain things that can be renewed.
那我问弟兄姊妹一下啊。
Let me ask you then.
你2010年过去
了。The year of 2010 is already passed.
你有没有觉得你的心思意念比2009年的更更新呢
？Do you think that your mind has been renewed, become newer than when you were in 2009?
因为这个跟我们基督徒在主面前的这个生活和侍奉有非常密切的关系。
Because this has a very close relationship to our serving and living before the Lord.
我们的弟兄鼓励我们读圣经。
Our brother encourages to read God's word.
你知道读圣经最大的目的是什么吗
？You know what is the number one purpose for us to read the
Bible? 还不是为了创造记录啊，读一百遍。
It's not to set a new record that I can read the Bible 100 times in my lifetime.
读圣经最大的目的就是呢，希望有一天我们的思想变成圣经的思想。
And the number one purpose of reading God's word is that our thoughts.Becomes the thought of God's word.
如果你的思想越来越靠近圣经，表示你逐渐在更新了。
If your thoughts become closer and closer to God's word, that means that you are being renewed.
因为圣经是神的思想。
Because the Bible represents God's thoughts.
圣经是主耶稣的思想。
Because the Bible is the thoughts of Christ.
啊，所以我们基督徒的长进呢，在主里面的生命的长进，也根据我们心思的更新。
So the growth in Christ for us Christians, it is the growing of our mind or the new renewing of our mind.
啊，我们的弟兄们鼓励我们要追求生命的成长。
And our brother encourages us to pursue the growth of.Life.
那你知道吗？生命的成长跟我们身心思的更新有密切的关系。
You know that life, the growth of life has a lot to do with the renewing of our mind.
所以我常常
of our mind.
他讲生命好像是一个活泉。
And I often liken life as a living fountain.
那么心思呢？那是一个管道。
And the mind is the funnel or the pipe.
主的生命为什么从你身上出不来呢？
How come you cannot manifest Christ's life?
因为你的心思没有更新。
Because your mind hasn't been renewed.
你的心思不像主。
And your mind is not like Christ.
你的心思不符合于圣经。
And your mind is not conformed to God's word.
所以你的生命在里面没有出口。
So that's why there's no outlet for your life.
那么弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
那么保罗在罗马书第十二章告诉我们。
So Paul tells us in Romans chapter 12.
我们不要效法这个世界。
Let us not imitate this world.
我们要心意更新而变化。
And we should our mind should be renewed.
这样的话呢，我们就能查验神的旨意是美好的，神的旨意是善良的，神的旨意是。这个可接受。
Then we can test and approve God's will. His will is good, pleasing, and acceptable.
假使我们越来越喜欢神的旨意。
If we grow more and more fond of God's will.
说明一件事，你的心思在改变。
It indicates that our mind is being transformed.
弟兄姊妹们，基督徒的生活不是光靠外表的东西。
Brothers and sisters, a Christian life does not depend upon external things.
我们都很清楚一件事情，我们的生活是受我们心思的支配。
We all know one thing, that is our daily life is controlled by our mind.
你怎么想，你就怎么活的。
And you act out what you think.
所以呢，撒旦今天做工呢，也非常注意我们的心思。
So Satan pays a lot of attention to our mind.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要看看你的心思现在被什么东西控制。
So we have to see what controls our mind these days.
撒旦如果把世界的东西、败坏的东西种在你的心思里
，If Satan plants all these corrupt things and evil things of the world into your mind,
那么你的生活就是败坏。
And then your life becomes corrupt.
对吧？今天人把什么东西放到我们心思里？就影响我们的生活。
So whatever idea people put in our mind, it would affect how we live our lives.
因为我们读很多的报章杂志，你这个读甚至读很多所谓属灵的书籍的东西，都是一样啊。人家把东西放在你心思里，什么东西放进去就影响你。
So whenever we read newspaper or magazines or even spiritual books, whatever we read, we gather these thoughts and ideas.
所以我们要求主把他的话都放在我们心思。
So we should beseech the Lord. We should ask the Lord to put His word into our mind.
让我们的心思一点更像我们的主。
So that our mind can become more like our Christ.
这样属灵生活自然的生命就流露出来。
And then naturally the spiritual life will manifest itself.
所以基督徒的长进。
So the growing of Christ.
跟我们心思上面的更新有密切的关系。
Has a lot to do with.The transformation of our mind.
所以主借着时间提醒我们。
So God reminds us through time.
一个新的年度开始了。
This is the beginning of a new year.
盼望我们在主跟前，在心思意念上能够越来越被主更新。
So that in our mind we can be transformed and renewed.
不叫我们把这个心思放在那些无意的东西上面。
So that our mind is not dwelling on those insignificant things or meaningless things.
年轻的时候糊里糊涂的，反正过年呢有新衣服穿，有好东西吃，很高兴的。
When we're young, we did not understand these things. So whenever New Year came along, we become very excited because we can wear new clothes and have good things to eat.
年纪老了照镜子就叹气，对。
And when we grow old and we look into the mirror, we can only sigh.
些东西是无意的东西。
But these are meaningless.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要追求真实能够在我们生命中带来祝福，产生影响。
We should pursue the things who can bring true blessing in our life.
所以呢，在腓立比书里面，保罗也鼓励我们啊。
So in Philippians, in the book of Philippians, Paul encourages us.
保罗说：“我还有未尽的话。”
He says, "I have something I haven't told you yet."
我们都知道腓立比书这一卷书是专门讲基督徒心思的一卷书。
We know that the book of Philippians talks about Christians' mind a lot.
因为保罗非常的知道一件事情。
Because Paul knew something very, very clearly.
基督徒的生命要活得像主，能够见证主。必须在心思上首先改变。
Because Paul understood that if we should manifest Christ's life, that our mind should be transformed.
当然，我们今天早晨哈，只是因为时间很短了，简单和弟兄姊妹共同勉励一下。
Because of time limitation, I can only share with you briefly.
刚才读的腓立比书第四章第八节的话是很重要的。
The passage we read in Philippians 4:8 is very important.
这对我们在主面前是一个重要的提醒。
This is a good reminder for us before the Lord.
他说这些事你要思念，那个原文的意思就是说，你要把你的心思定在这些事情上。
It says here, think about these things. The original text emphasizes we should fix our mind on these things.
我们要把我们的心思定在什么事上呢？
So what kind of things that we should fix our mind on?
他这里我简单提，一共有八个点。
There are eight things here.
第一个要把它定在那个真实的东西上。
One is whatever is true.
就是不要定在那个虚幻的东西。
Let's not fix our minds on things that's not true.
不要定在那想象的事情
上。Not fixing our minds on those imaginary things.
我相信弟兄姊妹们，我们都有这方面的难处，我们的思想常常很虚幻。
And we all have this challenge that our mind just kind of wanders.
我们就说想象的东西，我们以为就是了。
And we imagine a lot of things, and we believe those are true.
所以有很多时候我们很陶醉在我们自己的想象中，我们自以为是这个样子。
And a lot of times that we imagine things, and we kind of enjoy those things that we imagine.
世人呢常常做白日梦啊。
And a lot of people have daydreams.
哎，我们基督徒常常是，我就发现，哎，这有些基督徒觉得自己蛮爱主的。你看他
，a lot of times, sometimes Christians do this too, and thinking that, hey, you know, I'm pretty good. I really love the Lord.
所以雅各是旧约雅各书有这样讲吗
？So in the Old Testament, a Song of Songs says this way.
那个苏拉密女有一天自己满意的，我是谷中的百合花。你看这自己欣赏自己。
So one time that the Sula woman said that.I am the lily of the valley.
我们很多时候会有虚幻的思想出来。
So a lot of times we think those imaginary things.
所以基督徒的心思要摆在那个真实实在的东西上。
So we should fix our minds on those whatever is true.
尤其是属灵的东西更是要实实在在。
Especially the spiritual matters should be very true.
没有什么夸张的东西。
We should not exaggerate.
必须是结结实实。
It has to be very solid.
是个无酵饼啊。无酵饼，没有。
It's like a bread, unleavened bread.
对，那个里面不是有掺杂很多的酵素。
There's nothing mixed in there.
那么他说，也要把那个可敬的东西放在。
And also, we should fix our minds on what is noble.
那个可敬的哈，原文有这个意思，就是。端庄啊，中文是说端庄啊，刚英文翻 noble 也是很对。
In the original text has this meaning of being very respectable.
就是很稳重的，这个不轻浮的，不是轻浮的东西。
That is very solid, very steadfast.
然后呢，公义的。
And whatever is righteous.
我们要寻求真正公平合理的事情。
We should pursue true justice.
我现在发觉基督徒行义是多么的重要。
And I discovered that how critical it is for Christians.To be righteous or to be just.
要做出眼中看为对的事情。
And we should do the things that's right in the eyes of our Lord.
所以我们的思想要盯在这些事情上。
So our mind should be fixed on these things.
还有清洁的。
And also whatever is clean or pure.
原文就是 pure, 就是纯洁的事物。
And what?
就是纯净的事物。
Pure things.
不要混杂的东西。
And nothing that's muddy.
啊，越纯净越好。
啊、the purer the better。
所以，彼得到晚年时候劝勉我们要爱慕那个纯净的灵奶。
So when Peter got old, he encouraged us that we should, hunger or thirst, the pure milk of the Spirit.
啊，那个 pure milk 其实就是圣经的话，主的话。
So what is pure milk? That's God's word.
啊，是圣灵所解开来主的话。
And the word revealed or opened up by God.
啊。我们知道婴儿啊，小孩子，你开头不能随便乱给他吃什么东西。
We know that the baby, you can't just feed the babies any kind of food.
哦，我看见我们这有婴儿的这些父母们呢，给儿女们找食物啊，哎呀，千挑万选的。
Now we see that our parents with the young babies, they pay so much and attention and spend so much energy looking for the right things, right food for their babies.
哇，把那个食物上面的那些说明书，我看得比读圣经还用功呢。
And they pay more attention to the food description on the jar than they pay attention to God's word.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，你看见为什么？就是要为着这个孩子的生命能够成长的美好，对不对呢？
Why do parents do this? Do such things? That's because they care about the baby. They want the baby to grow nicely.
那属灵生命对我们是多么重要呢？
And then we understand that the spiritual life is so critical to us.
啊，结果我们就随便乱吃，这个也吃，那个也吃，难怪吃的到处都是病。
And then we don't pay attention to what kind of food we intake.
所以要爱慕清洁纯净。
So we should fix our minds on what is pure.
这个跟你的心思有关系啊。
This has a lot to do with your mind.
啊，还有可爱的。
And whatever is lovely.
啊，这个什么是可爱的？
What is lovely?
当然我们如果用属灵话讲，这只有主耶稣是可爱的，对不对？
You know, spiritually speaking, we can only say, well, only Christ is lovely.
啊，所以圣经中称弟兄姊妹都是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，从来没讲可爱的弟兄姊妹。
So, Bible uses the term that dear brothers and sisters, very seldom we see my lovely brothers and sisters.
所以他们中文呢，有一个翻译叫这个可爱的可以翻译厚道，一个人很忠厚。
And sometimes the Chinese meaning for this lovely, we can say that this person has a very good and upright character.
啊，我讲弟兄姊妹，我们要把思想放在这些事情。
So we need to fix our minds on such things.
还有美名的。
And also, what's admirable?
啊，我们不要搞错了，以为这个名誉就世界上的人家追求名利那个不是。
And we're not talking about that pursuing of the worldly reputation.
我常常讲，好有美名，就是表示他有好行为。
When we say someone is admirable, we mean that this person is of good deeds.
那么这个好行为出自好的性格。
Good deeds comes from good characters.
那么什么是好性格呢？
What are the good characters?
告诉我们，只有基督的性格是最好的性格。
Only Christ's nature is the best.
所以你的心思都要集中在这些点上。
So we should focus on these things.
然后有好的德性。
And then praiseworthy,
啊,
what's excellent or praiseworthy.
对对，你看中英文翻的好，就是有价值的东西。
And something that's valuable.
啊，那么呢，还有呢，称赞。
And something that is worthy of praise.
我们晓得教会历史中啊。
In throughout church history.
我们看见多，当我们想到许多弟兄姊妹的时候。
When we think of many brothers and sisters.
我们只是为着他们的一生呢，在主面前感谢。
And we praise the Lord for such lives.
他们的一生，这是真是一个赞美。
And these lives are full of praise.
我们也可以这样活啊。
We should live a life like this.
我们要把我们的思想定在这些。
We should fix our minds on
something. 我想为了时间的缘故啊。
Because of time limitation.
我们只能做一个很简单的一个提醒。
Let's just have a very simple reminder.
我们要相互的勉励。
We should encourage one another.
但愿一年年过来。
So year after year.
我们能看见圣徒们的心思逐渐被主更新。
Now we can see the mind of saints.Are being transformed and renewed by the Lord.
我们进到2011年。
As we enter 2011,
我们不要在这个年度里面活的还是2010年的那个想法呢。
May we not live in the same mind in this new year as in the old year.
所以当你的心思不断的有更新。
So when our mind is being renewed.
证明一件事情，神的话语在你身上有功效。
It proves one thing that God's word is having effect. in your life.
当你的心思不断有更新，
as your mind is being renewed,
你定会发现在你的生命中间基督流露的就更多了。
And you surely will discover that more Christ is manifest through you.
所以这是一个很关键性的东西。
So this is a very critical thing.
这是一个控制我们生活的东西。
This is something that controls our life.
我们要奉献把它交在圣灵的手中。
We should offer this to the hand of the Holy Spirit.
让圣灵在我们里面做更新的工作。
So that the Holy Spirit can work in us and renew us.
我们希望主祝福我们。
May God bless us.
让我们这一年活在主的跟前。
That we may live this year before the Lord.
能活得比以往更好，更结实。
And we can have a better life, a more solid life than before.
更丰富。
More abundantly.
更能够有好的预备迎接主的再来。
And we are better prepared.To receive and welcome God's coming.
我想最后，最后我们要唱一首诗歌啊。
Let us sing one hymn.
对不起，请给我一本诗歌本。当然，这是新年的头一个主日了，我们要唱新年的歌。
This is the first Sunday of the year of the new year. Let's sing a song appropriately.
我们诗歌本中有首非常好的诗歌，712首。
712。Another year is dawning.
你看这个作者是谁呢？ Frances Havergal 姊妹哈。
This was written by Sister Frances Havergal.
我们知道这位姊妹最懂得奉献。
We know that she is a sister who really understood offering ourselves.
那么她所写的奉献的诗。是最好的诗。
And her songs on offering were the best.
我们这里面有好几首都是他写的奉献诗。
In our hymnal, there are several on the topic of offering written by her.
就像 John Newton 最会写悔改诗一样。
And just like that, John Newton is very good at writing songs on repentance.
我们的姊妹呢，在年初时候写了这么一首诗歌了。
So our sister wrote this hymn at the beginning of a year.
她说：“又是一年正七首，主，这是我的意念。”
It says, "Another year is dawning, dear Father, let it be."
无论工作或等候，是和你的一年。
In working or in waiting, another year with thee.
我们希望弟兄姊妹们，我们都有这样的祷告。
I hope that every one of us has such a prayer.
过去一年呢，也许主走主的路，你走你的路啊，不，这一年不一样了。
Maybe in the past year, the Lord walked His way and you walked your own way.
你要对主说，主，这一年是我和你的一年。
And we can claim.We can proclaim that this year I will walk your way, Lord.
不管遭遇什么，
no matter what
comes,
no matter what I encounter.
这首诗歌啊，一共有三节。
There are three stanzas.
可能有些弟兄姊妹不是太熟悉。
Maybe some brothers and sisters are not familiar with this hymn.
我们先把这个第一节唱一下。
Let us just try verse one.Let's sing together, verse 1.
Your night is dawning, dear Father, let it be. Oh, my good Lord, wait, another year with you. Another year of progress.Another year of serving thy presence all the day.
感谢主，大 多数人都会唱。
Praise the Lord, most of you are familiar with this hymn.
我们请起立，好不好？
Let us stand and sing.
我们把三节都唱过。
We sing through the three stanzas.
我们真的是唱在主的跟前。
Let us really sing this hymn before the Lord.
让我们姊妹的诗歌今天早上成为我们的诗歌。
May this hymn of our sister becomes our hymn this morning.
我们唱完之后呢？请弟兄姊妹大家同声开口一点祷告。
After singing, let us open our mouth and pray together.
我们好好的把这一年交在主的手中。
Let us really commit this new year into the Lord's hand.
从心的深处对主说，主啊，这是我和你的一年。
And from the depth of our heart, let's tell the Lord, this year belongs to you and me.
我们一起来。
Let us sing stanza one.
愿那人也的长子就发生我的命，无论你有一位是那人也为你，有啥人也要夸在那只会流泪，有善人也让使我在 presence of the saints， 有善人也让使我在 presence of the saints。
Let us open our mouth and pray together.
主，我们感谢你，这是你的恩典。在年头的时候，主，你给我们有鼓励。谢谢你给永远给我们有新的开始。主啊，因为你连续我们，你总是愿意把恩典加在我们的身上。亲爱的主，你愿意我们能够在你面前长大成人。亲爱的主耶稣，我们真是匍匐在你的脚前，愿意把这未来的日子交在你的恩手中。但愿一年年过来，你的教会真是能够成长在你的跟前。主啊，今天早晨愿你降临，成为弟兄姊妹的祝福。谢谢主，垂听我们的祷告，靠耶稣基督的名。主，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we are full of thanksgiving.
我们知道时间是你所给我们的机会。
Lord, time is the opportunity you have given us.
因为你爱我们的缘故。
Because you love us.
你永远叫我们有机会。
But you give us this eternal opportunity.
不管过去的一年我们过得多失败多软弱。
No much how much we failed, how weak we were last year.
也许我们有的人过得也还可以。
Maybe some of them fare better.
但是你总给我们有新的起头。
But you give us a new beginning.
主啊，你叫我们不失望，不灰心。
So that we might not despair and become hopeless.
你叫我们有的人能更加勉励。
Lord, you encourage those who have.
好，叫我们在地上的日子能够积存你的丰富。
So that we can accumulate on earth that your richness.
让我们的生命成长在你的跟前。
So that our life can grow before you.
愿我们能够越过越成熟。
More and more become more mature.
主啊，转变我们的心思和意念。
Transform our mind and thoughts.
更新它。
Renew them.
叫它能够越过越像我的主。
So that they may become more like my Lord.
越过越能符合于神的心意。
More in conformance of God's will.
好叫你的生命在我们生活中能得到更多的流露。
And so that our life can manifest your beauty.
主啊，我们也知道，当年日过来的时候，
Lord, as time passes,
我们更靠近你回来的时候。
We draw closer to your coming.
所以求你让我们能够警醒，活在你的面前。
Help us to be watchful before you.
让我们对属灵的事情有更深的爱慕。
So that we thirst after spiritual matters.
让我们跟随你的脚步能比以往快。
So that we can quicken our step of following you.
我们这一年爱你能够胜过以往。
So that we love you more than.
好叫我们能被预备好
so that we can be better prepared,
能够迎接你的再来
in welcoming your return,
当你回来的时候
when you return,
我们能够欢然地来见你
we can welcome and face you,
主啊我们愿意把我们的年日奉献在你的手中
Lord, we offer our days and year into your hand,
主啊让我们在地上真实为着你而活
so that we can truly liveFor you on this earth.
我们求你成全这个心愿。
Lord, we pray that you will help us.
求你照着你自己的旨意继续带领我们往前。
Lead us forward according to your will.
我们是你的羊群。
We are your flock.
主啊，你要把我们引进你的荣耀。
You will carry us and lead us into your glory.
我们为着这个新的起头，满心的感谢你。
We give you thanks for this new beginning.
愿每一个圣徒蒙恩在你的眼前。
May every brother and sister receive your grace.
每一个家蒙恩在你的眼前。
Every family will receive your blessing.
愿全教会都蒙恩在你的眼前。
May the whole church be blessed.
也愿全地的教会都蒙恩在你的眼前。
May all the churches throughout the world be blessed.
我们把感谢赞美归给你。
We give you praise and thanksgiving.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer, Lord.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In our Lord's precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，请坐。
Please be seated.